With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. During a press conference last week, President Trump made it clear he still has farmers and ranchers' best interest in mind as he considers world trade agreements that continue to develop. There were some positives and some negatives revealed by the president. On one hand, he says farmers and ranchers are going to have a chance to sell more in South Korea.
2 days ago, signed a deal with South Korea, trade deal, tremendous deal with South Korea. It means a lot of business for our farmers. We're opening up for farmers. We're opening up for a lot of different groups.
And on the other hand, he says negotiations with China could still affect American agriculture negatively.
We put out an announcement today. They would like to see me lose an election because they've never been challenged like this. But I want to open up China to our farmers and to our industrialists and our companies. And China is not open, but we're open to them.
And then there are still problems when it comes to our neighbors to the north.
We're very unhappy with the negotiations and the negotiating style of Canada. We don't like their representative very much.
He was apparently referring to Chrystia Freeland, the Canadian foreign minister who's been leading the NAFTA talks for her country. Mexico and the United States, meanwhile, want to sign a final deal before the new Mexican government takes over on December 1st. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.